This is the MLW Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Eastern Lariat. I guess a breaking news Lariat. I am Strigger, joined as always by Dylan Harris. Dylan, we are here for a very special occasion this time because Pro Wrestling Noah has been sold.
Yes. All hail, ladies and gentlemen. Yuchida is our savior of Noah all along. And who would have predicted that he would have been the one, Masayuki Yuchida, that would be the one to take over Noah? When I heard about this news, I rushed on you, Strigger, when people don't know behind the scenes. I said, we have to do a breaking news audio update about this, because I'm so happy about this. That's actually not exactly what happened, but let's just go with it, because I was really happy when I found out about this, because this creates a whole new life for the company, I feel like. That was my favorite company for so long, as everyone knows. I've hated it so much under Jado and Gato and Bushiroad's influence that is hopefully getting wiped away soon in my dreams. But you have all the info here. I was actually off in my own little world here when this all broke. And you messaged me about this, and I really thought that the company was dying when you told me the news about Noah.
Well, to be honest, we all thought the company was dying.
Yes.
Before today, actually.
yes, exactly. We all thought that. But when you sent me that message, I thought this was the end, pretty much. And I was like, oh no. But you actually had a lot better news for us.
So let me quote from the press release Pro Wrestling Noah put out. There is a Tokyo Sports article covering this also. Saying that the Noah offices still had light in the middle of the night yesterday. We are, of course, recording this on November 1st. And as of October 31st, 2016, Pro Wrestling Noah has been transferred to a new ownership system. And as it seems, the majority owner of Pro Wrestling Noah is now a company called ESTB, an IT company from Japan. ESTBEE. ESTB. That's the name of the company. And the press release that I have here in front of me says that along with the transfer of business, wrestlers and employees belonging to us moved to ESTB, the tournament schedule, which has been scheduled as of right now, will be held as scheduled. Tickets will be available as usually, and tickets already purchased can be used. In addition, membership of the fan club is still valid in future. And Pro Wrestling Noah, under the ownership of ESTB, will try to pursue professional wrestling and aim to further development. Then there is an interesting sentence in the Tokyo Sports article saying that the man who got this all done was former All Japan president Masayuki Uchida, basically the guy who held All Japan together amidst of all the Keiji Muto craziness that occurred before Muto left All Japan. And this whole deal was apparently done within the last 3 weeks. So Noah tried to basically turn their business around, and they had to get someone from the outside to get this done. As of right now, the amount of money that ESTB is putting into Noah is unknown, but the deal was seemingly that Noah went to the Tokyo Chamber of Commerce and Industry and had been trying to find new sponsors. In early October, as it says here in the Tokyo Sports article, the central player of the organization, Naomichi Marufuji, approached Masayuki Ueshiba, and they established a confidential contact, which of course led to the point that nobody really got a hold of this situation before today. And Ueshiba apparently was serving as a member of the staff of this SB company, position in the office of SB, and he arranged this whole deal so that SB is now apparently the complete owner of Pro Wrestling Noah. Remains to be seen what this has to do with the majority ownership of Noah, because as of right now, the majority shareholder is still Mayumi Misawa, the wife of the late founder of Pro Wrestling Noah, Mitsuharu Misawa. And it remains to be seen what Bushiroad has to do with all of this, as Takaki Kidani, the owner of Bushiroad and president of New Japan, he tweeted out that he's surprised about this move of business in Pro Wrestling Noah, the sudden move of business. Remains to be seen how this all works out for the relationship between Noah and New Japan, and Bushiroad putting money into Pro Wrestling Noah should be something of the past as of right now, I guess. And an important detail of this is that Masayuki Ueshiba is now the president of the company. The representative director of the company is a guy named Yosuke Fuwa. Yosuke Fuwa is the CEO of SB, and formerly the representative director was Akira Taue. Akira Taue is now moved into a position as an advisor. And there is also a director mentioned by the name of Daisuke Ito, but I don't know who that is. So the most important detail about this is that they are trying to get new money for Pro Wrestling Noah before the end of the year to establish an independent professional wrestling division. Not independent in the sense of indie wrestling, but independent from the parent company, SB, so that the wrestling company is able to carry itself without the influx of new money from the parent company. So, and this all leads to one important point, as of course all the employees and wrestlers will be transferred to the new system too. But one name that is not mentioned in the new office staff is Naomichi Marufuji. Dylan.
Yes. Yes, yeah, we were talking off air about this, and I believe that you think that this is a signal that he may be transferring companies in his own way, heading over to New Japan, and that this was a big setup to help along that cause. Not mentioned, as you said, among the four men that you said here. To me, it just seems like that there was a lot of moves in play, a lot of things in play that a lot of people didn't know about. As I said, really, and we've said it a bunch of times on this show before, that it just seems like the Noah brass really just kind of gave up. You know, they didn't care about what was going on. They're just letting New Japan and company ruin everything and just saying, whatever. But this to me shows that whether it be Marufuji, and he appears to be the central figure of all this, he at least wanted something better. He knew that there were problems going on and that this way wouldn't work.
Yeah, regarding the Noah brass apparently not caring anymore, there is one sentence in this Tokyo Sports article that especially struck me. I quote from here: among the results of the worsening of the organization from sluggish long-term attendance, Noah seeked reconstruction measures on their own. So it really seems like that especially Marufuji at least wanted to have the company in good hands.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. And it makes me happy to see, as someone who was a long time Noah fan myself, and just seeing him, he was there from day one, you know. And it's just great that he did have a heart for it after all. And I was really convinced that nobody in Noah cared anymore. And like you said, in that statement, I'm really happy that Marufuji was the one to spearhead this. And it's still early on. We still don't really know all the facts yet. At least I don't. Like I said, this was all kind of sprung on me, to be honest with you. But I was really happy when I heard it. I was really happy to hear that right there. And Marufuji made a good move, I feel like, in this one. I have a really good feeling about this.
Yeah, and so it is expected that the new ownership, especially, of course, Masayuki Yoshida, will explain the new deal to the public at the Tokyo Kurikan Hall show on November 3rd.
Yes.
That's the starting date of the Global League Tournament 2016. And the article of Tokyo Sports, of course, Tokyo Sports always is a little dramatic on topics like this.
You don't say.
Yeah. It says here that the arc reached a major turning point, and it comes a new voyage again, aiming for the center of the wrestling world.
Yes, this is what I wanted. I said this on the last episode about how they took away all the cool stuff like Growing Bear from Kumano and all this. Now we're getting back to that. That is the essence of Noah, that sentence you just laid out.
We need so. growing Bear back, yes. in full control. Yeah. yes. So, of course, at this point, a lot of things are still up in the air. And as I said, we're all very surprised about this development. Didn't really expect it. It seems like this deal, as we said, has been worked out within the last weeks, within the last month, and they are starting the new operating system as of today, as of November 1st. And I guess we'll have to see how this all works out for Pro Wrestling Noah.
The final time bomb has been set.
Yeah. That one as well. The time bomb has been set. The time bomb is going to blow up in Osaka on November 5th. There was a...
Not that time bomb.
No, not that time bomb, but yeah, it's... I don't know. Looks like what this all means to me is that this company is trying to get Pro Wrestling Noah back on track. And it's a very interesting time. The one guy I want to mention I follow on Twitter is the user at Polres. He pointed out that All Japan is running 11 shows next month and 10 shows in January. And compared to that, they only ran 4 shows this January. And with a new operating system in Pro Wrestling Noah and a new operating system in 01 as well, the new owner is aiming to get Pro Wrestling 01 back on track as well, with more regular Kurikan Hall shows starting in 2017. So under the surface of New Japan dominating the entire scene in Japan, there is something growing right now. Whether it will be very successful remains to be seen, but at least people are trying to invest money into different pro wrestling companies in Japan and try to get them back on track.
Yeah, and a great thing about this too, this Noah situation that I think is worth speculating on, is we know in Noah that there have been guys brought in from due to Bushiroad's influence in Noah.
Yeah.
And yeah, with this changing of the guard, where does that leave those certain people?
So we know that Go Shiozaki especially, he was brought in by Bushiroad. He officially, the official statement was that he signed a contract with Pro Wrestling Noah again, but he apparently is getting his payment from Bushiroad. And it also remains to be seen how other outsiders will be treated like Yoshinobu Kanemaru right now.
Those are the two names I was specifically thinking of.
Yeah, those two were brought in together late 2015.
Yes.
And, well, as I said, all the contracted wrestlers will be under the new umbrella of the operating company. But what's going to happen with Shiozaki and Marufuji and Kanemaru, I guess, remains to be seen.
And where does it leave Suzuki-gun? That's what everyone wants to know.
Yeah. So, if Bushiroad is out, that should mean that Suzuki-gun should be out very soon as well. So this changes everything for Pro Wrestling Noah, this new deal. And I guess more so than ever, it's time for people to really have faith in the company surviving.
Yes. That's what made me so happy about this, because if they kept going under Bushiroad's influence, the arc would have been sunk, would have been the headline on their next press release. But with this actually really breathes a lot of new life in the company, a lot of things to speculate about now. And like you said, they have a new champion. Marufuji's risen in his popularity. He made a good move here. It's still too early to say whether the future looks bright per se.
Yeah.
But it's a lot better now than it was 24 hours ago, in my opinion. At least I feel very strongly, in fact, that it's a lot better off under this new management by Uchida and company here. And that makes me really happy as a longtime Noah fan. It really does.
And one thing that still boggles my mind about this is that Masayuki Uchida was the guy in All Japan, president of All Japan, was then cut by the former owner Nobuo Shiraishi. We talked about him on this podcast before. Then Keiji Muto established Wrestle One. He didn't take Masayuki Uchida with him, which was quite telling about the relationship Muto and Uchida had, that Uchida didn't get a new position in Muto's new company. And now Uchida is operating the company that originally split from All Japan.
Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing that Uchida has differences with Muto.
No.
I don't know if that really says anything bad towards Noah, but to me, you may recognize Uchida as he was involved at the, obviously it didn't come together, but he was trying to get All Japan and WWE to have a deal when he was there.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see what his vision is necessarily for Noah, because this definitely, if this deal is how it reads and how we think it is, there's a lot more changes coming in the very near future, I would say.
Yeah, one thing I want to specifically mention is that, of course, we know that New Japan has a working relationship with CMLL as well as Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. And we saw that now Michimaru Fuji was still working with AAA. AAA recently had the Kurikan Hall show late October. Marufuji was on that show, and Noah has a history of having a relationship with AAA. And with this new company owning Pro Wrestling Noah, this could be a hook to get more AAA into Japan.
Yeah, that would be really nice to see a lot of the luchadors in AAA get another inroad, because a lot of the wrestlers in AAA don't have that road to Japan that the CMLL guys do. So I think that would be really cool if we could see some of their talent. And they're gonna, if this turns out, there's really no nice way to put it. If the Suzuki Goon guys go, they're gonna need to restack this roster a little bit, because because there's gonna be some holes open. Like, the reason they were brought in the first place, because they didn't have enough room. They had too much room.
Too much room. Not enough room in New Japan, but too much room in Noah.
Yeah, too much room in Noah. So if those guys all go, they're going to have to find some guys from you know, I don't know where they're going to be looking, and that would be up to Uchida, but it's worth speculating on, and I can't wait to see who they bring in to fill in the slots if things go as we expect.
Well, as we mentioned on our last regular episode, there are many, many very good young guys in the Japanese indie scene right now, and if they turn to that, yes, they should be doing well.
They should listen to our last show.
Yeah, they should.
And should pick out those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Dylan, very surprising news early on this 1st November. I guess there's nothing much more to talk about right now. We'll have to see how this all works out. If you want to follow this, you can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Strigga, Strigga. And I will also try to get some of the news on purelove.com. I'm not going to get the entire news up on English because I'm still have to get some things done today. So I would advise you to just go to my Twitter and seek it out there. And Dylan, I guess you just came from recording a new episode of your podcast.
Yeah, my Lucha Talk show. It's a show where we talk about Lucha, a terrible Lucha Underground episode that we all complained about. But also make sure to follow Pro Wrest Spirit. Go to the website. We'll have all the news real, you know, all sorts of things there real quick, hopefully later in the day, and probably by the time this releases. We should see how that goes. Follow me on Twitter at Dylan0PS. Make the Tiger Mask podcast a thing, people. That's all I have to say about that. Let us know. Let the people know. String is holding me back on this project.
I am. That's a lie. That's a blatant lie.
Yes, it is a blatant lie. It is. I'm just kidding. String is very happy. He likes Tiger Mask too, but he hasn't watched it yet. But he'll like it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, all right, man, Dylan.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone, and thank you for hosting with me and ringing me up to do this. I was very happy. I was very in such a good mood to hear this news, and I was super happy to do this podcast. And I'm glad we did it.
That's great. Okay, yeah. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Sayonara.
This is the MLWRadio.com network.